Access number 33350, reel 24.
Mr. Hubble, reel 24. Is that what happened when you went to visit him in the jail?
The following day I went down to the jail and it was built in the rock. And before I was allowed in, I was searched for cigarettes, matches, then went through, and the first thing that hit me was the musty smell. Everything decaying down there. I was told to wait in the library, and the books were falling to pieces. Everything was damp, and there was this smell. And this jock appeared, and I didn't recognise him. I did not recognise him. He was in his prison uniform, which you see on the films. The white cap, the jacket, all with the arrows on. Covered. He was covered in a white powder. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "We are scraping all the paint off the walls in one particular room." I said, "Yes." He said, "When we have completed it, we are to repaint it." I said, "What is the food like?" "It's terrible, terrible, because there are no cooks. We take it in turns." He said, "There's everybody in here. Everybody from every nationality under the sun. There are drug dealers, there's rapists." He said, "The lot. I eat what they produce." He said, "This is life here." He said, "This is only day sort of 1.5. And I've hardly eaten anything." I said, "Do you get to smoke?" Knowing that he was a smoker. "Yes," he said, "you get about 4 cigarettes per day." He said, "But half these people have none. So I have to break mine in half and give half to them." He said, "I can't converse with some of them. They don't speak English. They don't understand me," he said, "because I'm a jock anyway." So I said, "Right, okay, I'll have a word with the prison governor." And I spoke to him, and he said, "He is in prison for stealing a bicycle. This is a punishment centre, not a rest centre. All out." I went back, spoke to the adjutant. I said, "I'd like to speak to the commanding officer." He said, "I'm just about to go in." Spoke to the commanding officer, Colonel Andy Watson, and he said, "We've got to monitor this. We've got to monitor this." "I'll detail an officer," he said, "all the officers that go down there each day." He said, we've really got to monitor this now. He said, "Now, mail." I said, "I've checked on the mail, sir." I said, "I've asked him. Is he allowed to write?" "He is allowed to write. He hands the letters in." I said, "And this bit I don't like. Those letters are red. They're sealed. And they're sent off." But I said, "I don't know how regular they're sent off." "So, right," said, so we monitored this. But I can assure you, I went down when his sentence was finished. He'd lost about 2 stone. His face was so deathly white. He'd been locked inside the whole time. There was no exercise area at all, none whatsoever. He kept in there the entire time. When I got him outside, I said, you'd be wanting one of these, no doubt. I had a packet of cigarettes for him. And he said, I tell you what, Sergeant Major, I'll never even look at another bike. I'll never look at another bike, he said. I won't even go down that town. He said, never again. Never, ever. I took him back and I said, right, I'm taken to the medical centre. I did this off my own back. I said, I'm getting the MO to check you out. Now. I said, and he'll advise you on about getting back into the system of eating. I said, because it's no good going in the cookhouse and throwing everything down you tonight in one go. Not going to do you any good whatsoever. He will advise you. And there was never ever another bike stolen during those 9 months. There was never another Blackwood soldier went into that hole. It was a lesson. The duties in Gibraltar were boring. All the way round the airfield were lookout posts where the jocks, two at a time, went on duty and they studied, I think, La Linea, which was across, was the first part of Spain that you could see, and they studied the sea because Spain had said that they would attack from the sea. And the jocks were there to record everything. Everything that they saw on the mainland, they had high-powered binoculars and maps, taking bearings. Every ship that came up the strait, they recorded. And of course, every now and again, the Spanish would send up this old German battleship, which was coal burning. And you could see the black smoke coming out of the funnels. This must be part of their invasion force. The battalion would stand to resident battalion with anti-tank guns, not the the Royal Air Force was stand to, and we had other NATO forces that came, and the aircraft were all revving up. And this old coal-burning ship would go up. And that was it. And it was just a scaremonger in thing. I was orderly officer one night and patrolling with sentries along the beach, and I was using the high-powered binos, and I thought, a frogman. There's a frogman coming ashore. So immediately stood to the battalion and Royal Air Force, and it was in fact a dead body that was floating in, which I had mistaken for a frogman. But anyway, we dragged this dead body in, called the local police, who took it away, and everybody stood down. But it was one of these things. For the jocks, it wasn't exciting. They stood in these posts 2 hours a day, or the frontier, which was closed, frontier had been closed between Spain and Gibraltar for some time. They mounted guard. We had a ceremonial guard each day, all dressed in review order. Soldiers marched up and down. There was no tourists coming in from Spain. The only tourists were ones on Gibraltar. They would watch the guard mounting with piper, sometimes with the pipes and drums, to add a wee bit of pomp with it. But there wasn't a lot to do. You'd have an occasional exercise. You'd be stood to by the deputy fortress commander, who was a tremendous Blackwood soldier, Brigadier Mike Wingate Gray. And you'd all take up your various positions to await an evasion, and he would come round and check everything. One of your jobs, one of Sergeant Major's jobs, was to go through the female accommodation, making sure they all went. They had special shelters in the rock. And, you know, once this inspection finished, you stood down. There was the fortress parade, which was the highlight of pomp and circumstance in Gibraltar, which all regiments, all serving personnel took part in. My job during our stay there, the RSM, was actually climbing in the Atlas Mountains with a team, and I was left to train the battalion or drill the battalion for this parade, and ensure that we were the best.